I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. I should say joining me from home, our respective homes. We are not at the same home. I want to say, first of all, that our hearts go out to everyone in the entertainment industry who is getting so badly hurt, and everyone generally, but you know, this is the business and The Hollywood Breakdown, and Hollywood has been dramatically impacted by the ongoing crisis. But we are going to also talk about the state of this business, because for everyone who is now at risk and not working, the future of the business is, of course, of huge importance. We have seen, as you know, Matt, many, many cancellations as we're talking. Cannes Film Festival has finally succumbed to the reality that they cannot hold this event this year. A lot of people are wondering what is going to become of the TV production season, which is now on hold, a shutdown. I mean, people can still meet and write virtually, but production is a huge challenge. And then another question that we'll address as quickly is why you aren't going to see big movies available for you on demand. But first, Matt, why don't you sort of fill us in on the state of play with the TV business?
Well, it's interesting because the production of television is all shut down. So you're going to start to see delays in shows that were either not finished or were not even shot yet. For instance, Fargo, the new season of Fargo was supposed to premiere in April. That has been moved to sometime indefinite down the line because they just didn't finish it. They had two episodes left. There are 60 broadcast pilots that were in various stages of production, early stages of production mostly. Those have all been put on hold. And the thinking is, if this delay lasts until May, maybe early June, some of the broadcast pilots would be able to shoot and be greenlit for series and get on in the fall. But if we go any further than that, the thinking is that the fall season would all of a sudden become the January season, and there would be tons of repercussions for the television advertising industry from that. Beyond that, you know, the one thing that is continuing, as you mentioned, is writing. And a lot of these shows that have been greenlit and, you know, have been given the go-ahead for writers' rooms are now meeting via Zoom or other ways of getting together. So you're going to see a lot of scripts being stockpiled just because people can write them, but they just can't shoot them.
Meanwhile, from the consumer point of view, you know, the networks are trying to make some adjustments to make things available that, you know, that maybe kind of create events so that people are watching something at the same time and have a sense of community. Hallmark is having a Christmas marathon. Disney dropped Frozen 2 more than a month earlier than planned on Disney Plus. As you know, Matt, it is not so easy. A lot of people say, well, why won't the studios release new movies? And some of them are. Sony is doing it with Bloodshot, the Vin Diesel movie, which had a very abbreviated theatrical run. And Universal is doing it with several movies, including Emma and The Invisible Man and The Hunt, and most notably Trolls. But this is barely a Band-Aid. It is not a solution that is a thing, really, for the movie business, as you know, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, this is a cost-benefit analysis that each studio is doing now, because the primary distribution method for these films, movie theaters, are now closed. So what do you do when the movie theaters are closed? You either find another solution to get it distributed right now, or you wait. And what we're seeing happening is that there is a class of film, mid-budget, lower budget, that the studios are deciding to, or some studios are deciding to put online, make available for pay-per-view and digital download now. And then there is a threshold over which the movies are simply being moved. And you're seeing this mostly with bigger budget movies like Fast and Furious 9 and the Minions sequel, which was pushed from July into an indeterminate date. So I think what we're going to see is more delays as this crisis grows, and then you're going to see lower budget films make it onto digital platforms.
And just to be clear, it's not at all certain that studios can recoup even their costs when they do this. This is, as one analyst put it, it's a sort of a policy of despair, a strategy of despair and desperation rather than a real strategy going forward. However, could reshape how people consume entertainment when this finally subsides. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.